our star and agribusiness finalist from the state of Kansas, Austin Nordyke. Austin, tell us a little bit about what got you to the finals of a star in agribusiness.
Right, so my SAE consists of my lawn care business, Austin Nordyke Lawn Care. My sister actually started mowing lawns for a couple of our family friends, and as she got busier and into high school, I actually turned it into an actual business, what I have today. And from there, I was just able to grow and expand more than 300% and increase my customer base from 15 yards to 65 lawns up until I was done mowing.
What's the future of your business look like?
So actually, I'm not mowing anymore. As I've gone to college, it just didn't work out. I'm 4 hours away from home, so it just didn't work out for me to continue doing that and have my family help me mow and continue on with my yards. I have actually transitioned over into a mentor position. There is another student who is an eighth grader back home, and he is actually taking over almost half of my yards and mowing those, and I'm kind of mentoring him and teaching him and showing him kind of things if he has, ever has questions to help take care of that.
What would you say is one challenge that you've discovered throughout your process of your SAE?
Right, so the biggest problem that I ever encountered in my lawn care business was actually just my time management. Especially there in my senior year, I was so busy between mowing yards, I had purchased some rental houses that I was renovating, being involved, of course, with FFA, student council president, and everything. I mean, I was just completely swamped with activities. And so I was able to overcome that, though. I just knew that the more I had on my plate, the more efficient I had to be, and I was able just to take that, change up my work schedule, I had to start working more on the weekends, of course, during the summer instead of just during the week. So just realizing that I did have a lot of things I need to get done and just manage my time a lot better just benefited me then overall.
What piece of advice would you give a younger FFA member that would maybe one day want to be on stage at National Convention as a star finalist?
I guess my best advice would be if there's something that you're passionate about, something you enjoy doing, just go for it. Put your all in it. The worst you can do is, not work out very well. So my advice for any future FFA member or current FFA member who would like to be up here on the stage doing the same things I am would just be to find something you're passionate about and give it your all. It can turn out for the best. You never know what's going to end up happening. Just in my case, I never expected any of this to happen. It just kind of has played out the way it has. Very fortunate to have this opportunity, though.
Austin, if you're selected as the star in agribusiness, what's Monday morning going to be like when you wake up?
Monday morning will probably include me sleeping in, actually. So maybe around noon if I wake up. I'll probably go to work. That's, really the next thing on. I've really enjoyed my experience here in Indianapolis. I've had a lot of fun. From there, I'm going to continue on with my school studies as I'm a sophomore there at Wichita State University. Continue working on that and just continuing on with my daily life, knowing that I'm very, very fortunate to have had these opportunities.
Once again, congratulations to one of four star and agribusiness finalists from the state of Kansas, Austin Nordyke.